In Isle of Wight news, Action Fraud has received hundreds of reports of a scam where victims receive an automated phone call claiming they have been charged for Amazon Prime subscriptions. The phone call informs people that their personal details have been fraudulently used to subscribe to Amazon Prime. However, they can cancel their transaction by pressing 1. When victims do this, they are automatically connected to criminals posing as Amazon Custom Service representatives who remotely access their computer and steal their personal and financial details. Always question uninvited approaches in case it's a scam. Instead, contact the company directly using a known email or phone number. With Brexit ever present, be aware that scammers will undoubtedly try to take advantage of our concerns. We have been advised that a scam has been identified in Cornwall, whereby scammers were posing as the NHS Brexit team and saying that people needed to pay in advance for their prescriptions. Be aware that if you get a call like this, it is most definitely a scam. Just hang up. MP Bob Seeley has written to Prime Minister Boris Johnson asking for millions of pounds for public services, a £5 cap on patient travel to the mainland, and help tackling ferry companies' monopoly on cross-Solent travel. Mr. Seeley, who said there was a wealth of evidence showing it costs significantly more to provide public services on the Isle of Wight compared to with the mainland authorities, outlined the key elements of the island deal he has been campaigning for. He asked for £6.4 million for local authority public services, £10.9 million for health services, and a combined funding pot to integrate the island's health, social care and public services. Finally, a new collaboration to keep Ryde free from litter has been launched. It is now easy for anyone to pick up litter around the beaches, streets and elsewhere, with a 2-minute beach clean board installed at Apley Beach, with another to be put into the town shortly. The boards are funded by donations from the Goodleaf Tree Climbing Vertical Marathon and a grant from Ryde Town Council's community. The boards have litter pickers and bags to store rubbish, making it easy for anyone to do a quick 2-minute litter pick. You are up to date. I am Alice Matthews.